So the Gemara says, what about Reb Meir? How did he learn from a Rebbe who wasn't Malach Hashem Tzvokos? The Gemara says, you're right. Rebbe Meir, Rimoy Matzo, the Arizal says, what does this refer to? When we say that the Rebbe is supposed to be like a Malach, which Malach? The Rosh Yeshiva, the Malach Memtes. What is this Malach like? The Arizal says, take his name, take the Malach Memtes' name, write it out, Memtes Reishvav Nun. You'll note that it consists of two parts. There's Rimoin in it, there's Reish Mem Vav Nun, Rimoin, and the remaining letters are Tat. Testes, which is Chai. Chai is Kulay Kodesh. In that part, there's nothing that can be affected. In a Rimoin, there's Toich and there's Klipa. Rabbi Meir saw that Acher had in him good and bad. He had Chai and he had Rimoin. He found the Rimoin. Toich HaYochal, he ate the Toich. What was inside Rimoin, he ate the Testes. The Klipa he threw out. The outside part he threw out. Because the Malach Memtes is Toiv Vora. Note that Toiv and Ra are Bigematria Rimoin. The word Rimoin is Bigematria Ra plus Toiv. Showing, just a second, Ra and Toiv, right, 270 and 17, 287, just a second, 296. No, just a second. Just a second. Yud Gimel, something like that. Vora, it's Toiv Vora. Toiv is 17. Vora is 276. 286 is 293. Plus 1 and 1 and a Koilel is 296, which is Rimoin. That's what it is. Toiv Vora with the Koilelim are Bigematria Rimoin. So, in other words, in this Malach Memtes, there's two parts. There's the part that's Chai, that's Kulay Toiv. No question about it. That's the two tesses. The rest, the Rimoin is Bigematria Toivara. Reb Meir took that part and cast it aside, and he drew only from the Chai, Tzadik Chai Amen. That's what he drew from. And this is the whole union of the Malach Memtes being the union of Kosher, Posel, Tamei Torah, Osur Mutar, that he has within him this combination of Toiv and Ra both, and Reb Meir knew how to be able to draw only from the Toiv. Although this Malach is Bechinas Shaka, in other words, there's no question at all that Kishmi Bekirboi, he has Hashem's name engraved in him, he has a potential of being Kulay Toiv. When? On Shabbos. The Zohar, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that during the 6 days of the week, the Malach Memtes sort of supervises the creation, what goes on. On Shabbos, Kaviyochel Hashem takes over completely, meaning that on Shabbos, the Malach Memtes becomes Nichlal completely in Hashem, Kaviyochel. He's Mavatal himself sort of to Hashem completely. And this was Acher's whole mistake. That's why the Gemara says that what was Acher's whole mistake? He came up there and he saw Beis Rishuyos. He saw the Malach Memtes and he saw Hashem Kaviyochel. It looked to him like there were two. The Tikkun for Acher was the Talmud Rabbi Meir, who took the Malach Memtes and he was able to be Mavare the Toiv from the Ra, to take out the good and leave the bad.
Exactly, never reached this level of Tshuva Shchema, Tshuva Shabbos.
Sure he did.
Otherwise, how could he fall so
low? Who was misaking him? Well, it's Acher did a crime, super crime. Mm-hmm. His Talmidim, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yochanan, went and took him out of Gehenna and brought him all the way into Gan Eden.
But he's able to fall so far that you said that Tzadik has control over himself.
At that time, he wasn't Bechina Shabbos, of course not. At that time, he had a Mephila, but afterwards, he was Zeichet to Tshuva Shlema. No, it's Tshuva means to correct. It means you were once bad, you correct it, and you enter into that category of Kulay Toiv.
This, in other words,
abuses
his eyes instead of using his
Emunah Shleim. Of course, no question. Rav Moshe Zal brings that in the Kotel Halachas a lot of times. That always his pigam. You saw something confusing. So who said your eyes are right?
Right.
That was a bechina of a gaiva, that he saw a stira. So close your eyes. That's all. That's what he should have done. And that's what made it that when he wanted to do tshuva, he heard a paskel saying anybody could do tshuva but you, and he didn't have the azas kedusha to say, paskel, go jump in a lake. Hashem said, I can't do tshuva, too bad on Hashem, I'm coming back anyway. Why? Because he didn't have the anova. In other words, note this is what we said on Shabbos about the two types of azas, to know when to use it. Because he didn't have anova to begin with, then when he needed azas kedusha, it wasn't there. These two always go together. One who has the right degree of anova, it's not that he's a weakling. When he needs strength, he's the strongest one conceivable. Mordechai was a super anov. Came to Haman, he spit him right in the face. Shmuel Hanavi was a super anov. came to killing Agag, no problem. Just take him and slice him. By Shaul HaMelech, there was a pigam in Anova. It was a type of Anova psula that he didn't demand enough respect from Bnei Yisrael at the time.
How did you relate this over here with Rabbi Meir and Malcolm Tess? I thought his whole thing was Ramei Matza referred to him, his relationship with Acher specifically.
Right. The question is, what was Acher's, what was the problem with Acher? Acher got messed up with
Malcolm
Tess. Exactly. So now Rabbi Meir saw this Rabbi Acher and he knew that he was the one who was required to be misaken him. How? By taking this Acher, who was a combination of Toiv and Ra, and throwing away the Toiv or Ra, and leaving only the Chai part, the test, that's how he brought a Tikkun Tach, to the Malach Mentes, to the soul in
you. So in other words, in a sense, this could be explained by what you said, that the Malach Mentes, in a sense, was responsible for this whole thing, too.
100%. He got 60 lashes for it, the Ramah says. No question.
So this was a Tikkun for that whole item.
That's what the Arizal says. In other words, he got hurt. He was the Malach Mentes in a state of pigam, in a sense. Rabbi Meir was the one who was misaken this whole thing.
So it ended up with a version of what was going on.
That's exactly what it is. And these concepts are going to come up again and again in this Sefer, and we could have especially. You've got to get used to these things, the 6 days of the week, the Shabbos, the Malach Mentes, Shakai, all of these things, to get used to these concepts.
So Rabbi Akiva actually saw these saw the Malach Mentes and Hashem Tov.
100%. Only he had emunah. He was nichnas b'shalom, v'yotza b'shalom. No, he saw more than him. That's why he warned his talmidim that when you'll get to the Avnei Shayish, al teimru mayim mayim. We had that old Torah before, but the meaning of sheker, double. You know, saying twice. Baruch Hashem.
Just want you to the tzaddik has complete control over, like, as opposed to a person can fall all the way down.
Right.
So let's say, why doesn't he always keep himself? If he has control over himself, he can control his readers. So why doesn't he keep himself up?
Because it's not possible. There's no way to come close to Hashem unless you go up and down. So he knows he has to go up and down, but he does it within the Bechin of Shabbos. I was like, Rabbeinu explained in the previous Torah that his Satan is not like our Satan. It's not bad blood. It's a Malach Kodesh. It's Hamtoka Sadinim and everything.
Well, he himself knows he has to cool off with somebody else is a Satan. A Malach will push
that's the holding of a Hachayis Rotsui Voshoyiv. He knows he has to go up and down. And Rabbeinu said by him, the Ikra test was Voshoyiv. That in Rotsui, in other words, his nature was to be drawn to want to go too high. He had to battle to contain himself. That's what it was. That's the tzarek. That's the Reish Bayis. Ashrenu that we're zeicha to know this Sefer, to want to be like this Sefer. However, we should be zeicha to become Mekurav and Mekusha Ben, as to Rabbi Nizal, and to his Talmidim of Hok, and to our Rebbe Zechronu Levracha. And by doing that, we'll be zeicha to be part of everything that's written here. Everything, the highest madrigas of Kiddusha, which other tzaddikim, other Rosh Yeshivas don't even know about. People don't know that this exists within Jewish religion, that there are people who had such a deep understanding of Yiddishkeit, of Avodas Hashem, the whole thing. Of how we should be zeicha, really, to become a kusha to the tzaddikim.
Yes.
Away on Chai Iyar, where in a place called the time was Chai, the place Zman and Mokaim.
Yeah.
The time was Chai Iyar, the place was Miron.
Yeah.
That's the site of the Malach Mentes.
Wow.
Chai Miron. Chai Miron, Chai Rimon. That is what I said to some Shabbos. But these are the Tzadikim Amitim who are the Chinas Shakai, who are Shalit over the Malach Mentes.
Wow.